I hit the family toilet at a rest stop this weekend.
Rest stop dumps are tough.
Rest stop, I just had about 8 of them in the last 3 days. But so we were talking about Ohkani.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad doing it to him. So I was calling him the turd all weekend. I was calling him the turd.
What's this origin story?
The origin story is we, on the way out, we went to Notre Dame this week. We went to Indianapolis, did a show Friday night, and then went to the Notre Dame game on Saturday. So when we drove out to the Indy show from... Jesus Christ, I'm out of it. It was party time, bro. So I went from New York to Philly, where I picked up the turd and Beezer. And then we went and stayed at my parents' house that night. And then on Friday morning, we drove from Harrisburg to Indianapolis. But while we were driving out, I took a dump in Ohio.
Okay.
And
have you dumped in every state?
I've dumped in a crazy amount of states.
Damn.
In the same day, I've dumped in like 3 different states. In the same day, I've shit in like 3 different states for sure. Just nonstop.
Oh my
God. Just fast walking into rest stops after I park. Just a little hit.
You just do a little hit.
Yeah, a little hop. Start skipping into those.
Skipped over the curb.
So in Ohio, I took a shit and the automatic flusher didn't work. So I just had to leave a turd.
Yeah.
Just had to leave one in there. And I was like, that's going to like scare people. That's going to be spooky when they open the stall and there's the turd sitting there waiting. So then on Saturday night after the game, me and Beezer, O'Connor went home and was waiting in the hotel room. Like he was just sitting on the bed in the hotel room. We opened the door at night. And that's when I said that was like the exact same experience as some guy in the rest stop in Ohio when he opened the door. The turd was just sitting there.
I think I shit myself. God damn, dude. Oh, it's like, oh, how many episodes? 100. It was about 137 episodes before one of us shit our pants.
Jarred one loose because of the turd. I mean, calling O'Connor the turd is so fucking funny.
I mean, seeing him sitting up in bed, calling him the turd.
Yeah, like the turd was in there just waiting for us.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
And then,
I gotta get it together.
We were just joking. I just kept fucking with him.
We gotta
be
professionals about this.
I was like, dude, I won't say it on the podcast. I won't call you the turd on the podcast. Because all of our fans would. I was like, dude, every time you get on stage, people in the crowd would be like, turd. The turd.
My fucking head hurts. Oh my God. I mean, I can just, it's so funny because he probably hates that nickname than anything.
Well, no, he was laughing at it, everything was good, but then today, he just endured fucking like 3 or 4 straight days of driving, him sitting shotgun. Beezer is just in the back, just on his phone.
Playing games.
Nonstop playing like Call of Duty on his phone for 12 hours. So I have nothing to do other than to bother the turd.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there. We'd be dry. I couldn't go 4 minutes without of silence. I just bothered him for three straight days.
Oh, my God.
And then today, the drive from Harrisburg to Philly, he started to fight back a little.
The turd fought back?
The turd started to be like, okay. Okay, Shane.
Oh my God!
But yeah,
oh, fuck. Oh man!
Dude. I mean, what a funny fucking nickname for him. And just like the turd, dude. What's the turd doing? The turd's running around.
It's such a, like phonetically, it's just such a good nickname, dude. Oh man!
I can't believe you farted when you were laughing. That's
great. I hope they caught that up.
I know.
It might have.
But yeah. Indianapolis was fucking so fun. You got to come with me. I know.
How were the Midwest dogs?
Midwest dogs are so funny.
Damn,
dude made a fucking cake, a skull cake.
Fuck.
A citrus skull cake that he made at his bakery and brought.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Guy made a poster. That boundaries poster was so fucking funny.
That was great.
But yeah, it was Indianapolis was great.
The dogs came bearing gifts.
And we went and found some scrippers. We went to the script club.
How was that?
The turd was buzzing, dude. He was
really.
Yeah, he was
firing
buzzing
on all cylinders.
Yeah, you know how he is. He supports the workers.
Loves his pays, dude.
But no, it was fun. And yeah, stayed out too late.
Yeah,
it was
dude.
Party time in Indianapolis.
You look weak, dude.
I am fucking hurting.
Damn.
And then Saturday we went to the game and again just got I had the most anxiety about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Beezer got in late. The turd was already waiting. He was in bed, staring at the ceiling, just fucking there.
Probably hating that new nickname, dude. That's a tough
yeah,
one.
It's not a good nickname.
It's fucking hilarious, but yeah.
But then me and Six were just sitting in the lobby of the hotel, and the dude who worked there started bringing out breakfast food because we got in that late.
Damn.
He was setting up the breakfast buffet, so I just.
Straight to it?
Biscuits and gravy. I was just putting in work.
Oh, man.
And then I used I was like, Beezer, watch this. And then I was using the serving utensil to just eat straight out of the gravy. And I feel pretty bad about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, you're like Ariana Grande when she wowed out. You ate out of like the omelet bar?
And then,
Didn't Ariana Grande do something like that at a donut place?
I'm not sure, but. I think people would be way more upset with me doing it than her.
Eating straight out of the thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think so.
And I was like, dude. And then just the anxiety of like, oh, God. What if there's like a security footage of that?
Someone gets
like
their hand
TMZ's.
On eating out of
disgraced comedian is seen here in Indiana eating gravy out of a hotel breakfast bar. Like,
that'd be hilarious.
Yeah. That's the whole trip.
That's the anxiety you took out of that?
Yeah, for me, that
going straight to the tub?
Using the serving utensil to eat sausage gravy at the hotel breakfast was pretty bad. I was doing it to be funny.
Of course.
But still, the next day, I wake up like, what a piece of shit fucking move that was. Like, I was like mad at myself.
Would you think you tainted it? Well, you got first crack.
I'm sick.
Oh, you infected a town of people? Oh, no.
Little tooth going.
Yeah,
which
man.
I thought was not acting up, but it acted up a couple times this week.
For sure. It don't go away.
I got to get rid of it. Sucks dick. I got to go to the fucking dentist.
There goes all your money.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, please, dude. You could probably honestly get like fake teeth if you want it.
Yeah.
You should.
I should get just gold teeth.
Some canines. Are you saying all gold teeth?
All gold canines?
Damn. You look like a fucking street shark. Damn. Dude, if you got all canines, that would be fucking sick. You look like Baraka.
The only thing I want to talk about right now is the turd, dude.
What is it?
The turd.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was just threatening him with
what?
If I made all the dogs call him the turd.
Yeah.
Just people with turd. Like, ugh. He's like, yeah, why would you do that?
He don't want it.
No, don't call him the turd. Listen, if you listen to this podcast and you see Chris O'Connor, do not call him the turd. Please. Please do not.
Yeah, dude, that would be horrible.
I will feel bad if you do. But we were joshing around and calling him the turd. And it is funny.
God damn it, it's funny.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm fucking hurting.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm all right. We got one off at my parents' house last night. That was big.
What do you mean you got one off?
You know what I'm talking
about.
Fired one off.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How'd it feel?
I've been a lot of that lately.
What, you've been firing off there a lot?
I've been staying at my parents' house a couple times this month.
So you think are you jerking harder now than you did before?
What do you mean? Now that there's like some real hard stress in my life?
Well, no, I'm just saying like now that you're back at your parents' house, would you say this is like the best jerking you've ever done there?
Last night was one of the better cranks I've had.
Really?
Yeah, this was just after 2 days, 3 days on the road.
Oh, you had a hangover. You did a hangover.
And a hangover. Jerk. So the hangover makes you want to jerk off right away. But I've been sharing a room with the turd. Oh. You can't jerk off with the turd.
So you're fucking horny.
I was loaded.
That's an erotic roommate, dude.
That is a very erotic roommate. Me and O'Connor do have some sexual tension.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
We almost, we got upgraded into a bigger room last night. Or two nights ago, but initially it was in a king size. It was just one bed.
Yeah.
And me and the Terry were going to split it.
You guys want to share the bed?
I would have slept with him. No problem.
You have no choice, yeah.
No problem.
You would have bedded with the turd?
I would have bedded the turd.
Oh my god, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah, he's gonna be none too pleased. But
you think so? Think he's gonna call you a traitor?
Yeah, I think he'll be pretty upset about this, especially after how loyal he was to me the last like month.
Damn!
Just first chance I get, just immediately call him the turd.
Damn! You think you turned on him?
I turned on him.
Damn! I mean, it's too funny of a nickname, and all you have to do is just be like, "Yeah, sure, I'm the turd." But I don't think that's
tough. The turd's tough to escape. As a nickname.
I mean, it's like anything else. The pest, the turd.
The pest is great.
The pest is great. The turd is too good.
The pest. Wait, are you talking about Jared?
It's John Leguizamo.
Oh, my friend Jared, we call it the pest.
They call it the pest?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, did he ever...
He just will literally text nonstop just to fuck. Like, he's only instigating shit at all times.
Did he ever live it off, or is it still the pest?
My friend Weaver still calls him the pest.
Yeah, ditching a one-syllable nickname's kind of tough.
The pest. The turd is... The turd?
I love those that don't say it, but we've been talking about the turd.
Yeah,
for
the turd's the
minutes.
Only thing. Well, especially because O'Connor's so funny, like all the way, like he just fucks up constantly.
Yeah.
He's always just fucking up, like for a guy who does it. So, like, calling him the turd, watching him buzz around. The turd is always, he's coming up with a plan to get something. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is, man.
November 30th, this fucking Saturday at Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie. Fun time. I'm bringing the turd.
The turd's coming. You're going to hitch up the trailer and bring the turd?
I'm trying to bring the turd to every show. The turd was just out in the Indy.
That's what's up.
Oh, dude, I got to show you.
I saw some pics.
The picture of him standing in the middle of...
No. All right. I saw him on the stage.
At Helium, every once in a while, they'll take a picture with like the staff and the headliner, and all the comedians have performed.
Oh, okay.
And they took this one in Indianapolis, and it is... It's probably my favorite turd. It's peak turd.
You've got a lot of good turd photography and videos.
Dude. Peak turd, dude.
Whoa, he's front and center?
He was the middle. He was the middle act. He's standing in the middle. Like, what is that?
Where are you?
I'm not in that. That's in Indianapolis. He was out there he was out with Santino.
Oh, so the turd got out there and sucked up the limelight.
You didn't even know Santino was in that picture. The headliner is in
Santino?
The back over his right shoulder.
Oh, my God, dude. The
headliner is just in the back. O'Connor's front and center.
Dude, I love that.
Oh, man, that made me laugh so much when I saw that.
Oh, that's so tight.
Just
the turd stole
everyone's
thunder. Vintage
turd.
Dude, that's great.
Follow A. Chris O'Connor
on
Instagram.
Who? Someone was just telling me they pested someone real hard lately.
Really?
Someone was just telling me, like, yo, I listened to that cast, and I pested someone
pesting
as hard as I could.
Pesting. I pested O'Connor. I pested O'Connor pretty good this whole trip, and he didn't break once.
Really?
Normally he breaks, and it's
how's that
the
feel for
funniest
you?
Thing in the world.
If you're pesting and you're not getting the reaction, that kind of sucks.
I eased up a little. I didn't pest as hard as usual, because there were some rough hangovers.
True.
You know?
That's the best. That's like when you eat a certain food for like mosquitoes, dude. That's like the perfect pest
true,
environment.
True. Yeah, and I've pested him enough that he's spazzed a couple times.
So you've gotten the goods.
I've gotten him to freak. One time.
What's it like?
Did I tell this?
I don't think so.
We were both in a hotel room.
I mean, you did give him the nickname the turd semi-nationally.
True. People in North Carolina. Yo, we were walking. Shout out to these two different dudes. While we were walking from the hotel to the show, a fan walked by and just goes, turd. And then right when we were walking to the door, this guy goes, turd. Like, somehow they knew to like whisper it at us.
That's perfect, dude.
Yeah, please do that if you see Chris. Just whisper it. Don't even acknowledge him. Just go, turd. It's so funny. No, this is a good story. This is an ultimate pest.
Yeah.
So me and him were on the road, and we shared a room. So we had two beds. O'Connor uses Tinder from the hotel we're staying at.
He's trying to get pussy.
Meets up with a group of girls. We both have... He's working. He's been working this whole time on this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, they like start to do stuff. And I was like, what's going on over there? He fucking spazzed, dude.
What
he was like, you're a piece of shit, dude. Like, just lost his shit. Everybody, the girls, everybody was very upset at him.
What?
He was like, his whole family's like this. All they do is fucking... They don't know how to look. It's crazy. It's
what
crazy.
Did the girl... Did he go back to, like...
He did not.
Rubbing his hard boner
He did
on
not
someone?
Get anything.
You stopped him from getting it.
Yes.
That's a monumental pest, dude.
It was ultimate pest, especially because I got a nut.
When was this?
Woo! A while ago. No dates. Come on. What are you doing here?
I thought you were saying this is this weekend. I was like,
No. This is over,
way back when you
over
guys
a
started.
Year ago.
Yeah, I hear. When you guys started.
Over a year ago.
10 years
by
ago.
By the way.
I heard you.
But yeah, he normally spazzes. He didn't spazz once this trip.
Dude, having him denounce your whole family, like having him sexually
screaming in front of these girls,
sexually frustrated Okani. Oh. Oh my god!
And then fuck it, he was like, "This is how his whole family is. They're all fucking assholes." And I was just like, "Whoa, dude!" All because I was like, "What's going on over there?" That's all.
Hilarious.
It took.
Yeah,
he just spazzed.
Easy to play off.
Yeah,
it's also kind of erotic too to be like
nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't worry about it.
Nothing's going on over here.
Yeah, or just let out a simple groan, just like.
Dude, pushing Beezer's stomach, scaring him, and him farting was—he was like, "Oh, perk!" Amazing. It carried me through the trip.
That'll definitely get you home. You guys probably drove home on that.
Yeah, we laughed the whole way.
You guys probably right away got in the car like we did.
Yes,
we're ready to roll.
Great weekend.
That's what's up.
Good weekend though.
Seems like a fucking
blast.
Yeah,
it was a fun weekend. Once they
Rock crushed Smollett, dude. That's a heavy blow.
What happened?
Chris Rock crushed
Justin Smollett.
Heavy blow from reels to fucking frauds, dude. Mm. The reels were hurting for a second, but we're back.
Ocani's picked up the sword slightly.
Yeah.
Ocani's tossing out some shit. I listened to his last contact. He was like, "Obama, you backed down from every fight possible. Why don't you shut the fuck up?"
Damn.
I was like, Ocani turned on Obamas?
Turned on Obama?
Ocani turned on the Obama, dude. It was insane. Well, the funny thing is Ocani's turning on Obama because he's not far left enough.
That's so
Ocani's like
funny.
A Robespierre type. Like he's
is
like,
he really?
We need to fucking behead everyone. Yeah, Ocani's a far left radical.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, we need to shut him down.
Keep him away from like employees and shit, dude. He'll get them all riled
up. Yeah, he'll get your workers fired up. We'll get them to strike.
He will. He's a dude from Bread and Roses.
Meanwhile, Ocani's a corporate drone, dude.
For sure.
I know what his job is, dude. He's a corporate fucking slave.
He's suckling the tit.
He's using advertisements. He's a fucking, you know.
What?
He works on the ads, dude, for Big Pharma.
Not me, bro. Not me. Dude.
Ocani works on tricking the masses for Big Pharma.
Not me, bro. Can't do it.
What do you mean, not you?
Couldn't do it if I
tried. You wouldn't work for Big Pharma?
No. Not if I tried, bro.
No, I couldn't.
Unless they come to me and they're like, "What should we give people?" I'm like, "All right, here we go. Let's talk."
Mushrooms. Take mushrooms.
I'll consult them, but no. That's
But yeah, May 11th at Helium.
It's Friday and Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Matt McCusker is doing stand-up, everybody. Friday and Saturday at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia. We got the Beezer.
Ooh.
We got Chris Ocani.
Ooh.
Ocani might not be alive.
Oh.
Ocani is definitely feeling exactly the same way I am.
Check on him. Think he peed the bed?
He probably peed the bed. He had to go back and face his bae. A sober bae coming home from work. And he was tanked.
Jesus.
I was like, damn, dude, I would not want to do that.
Yeah.
Also, I met his dog. He brought his dog, Teddy.
Yeah.
Fucking gay ass dog.
Was it really?
Teddy sucks.
Hopefully, O'Connor can discipline that dog.
Is he like a
drunk stepdad on that dog?
He is, man. It's just a little shitty, tiny dog.
And O'Connor comes drunk and is
dumbest,
like, "Sit down."
Yeah.
Shit.
Gave it this.
You're going to listen to me.
We were making fun of it. It looks like the dog looks like Longshank's son in Braveheart. That's what it looks like. It looks like this gay bitch. Like, he has the same haircut as like a. Like medieval British.
Really? It's like straight
it's like
weird hair?
It's like, dude, this dog sucks. It's got an underbite.
Hopefully O'Connor can fucking toughen him up.
Well, O'Connor keeps like bullying this dog, which is such a great fucking.
Oh my God.
Like little tiny O'Connor coming home and seeing a little tiny dog and like holding it down and be like, "You listen to me." No. I said no.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that was fun.
That's pretty tight.
It was fun knowing that O'Connor was going to go get in a fight.
Oh, definitely.
Like, for no, like, she,
that was your happy thought going
to bed?
I was
just sitting there across from him, and he was like, I gotta go home. And I was like, "Oh, sucks."
Yikes.
Guaranteed fight.
Yeah, man.
It's a guaranteed fight. If you had fun, and then you face your bae, dude, if bae knows you were having fun.
Oh, my God. It's
over. You're happy.
It's fucking over.
You're drunk. You're being drunk. Like, it's just like.
Oh, my God. How much did you drink? And if they come home drunk, dude, they're like, "I'm not even drunk." It's like, your eyes are crossed. You drunk bitch.
You fucking wench. we could make fun of my bio that Helium put up.
Oh, yeah. That was some fucking
bullshit.
That's
a pretty funny
dude.
Thing.
That was a motherfucking bullshit.
Nah, fuck it. We should get out of here.
It's part of the internal family systems therapy.
How can we not talk about internal family systems?
We almost did the one day.
How can we not talk about?
We almost got into it with Billy and Spud, but we had too much to discuss.
All we have is internal family systems.
It's pretty fucking sick.
Yeah,
that's so far. That's going to be the pilot program. Okay. You know, and I'm going to do.
Maybe a month is too long.
I was thinking about that because I don't want to.
Ocani's. You got to give Ocani 5 days.
Well,
a 5 day period.
2 weeks, I think, is good.
He's a booze hound, dude. He can't.
Well, that's the other thing too. The month's good too because you do it. You're being conscious of it.
I love spreading rumors that Ocani.
He's a drunk.
A drunk. Dude, I drink more than Ocani.
I love how I'm like, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But it's like you. That's actually a sick move to do if you're a drunk. To be like, yo,
dude, you think I'm bad? You see fucking O'Connor? I'm on his dick right now, but he's just like, he's the funniest dude to watch, like, because again, he looks like he's like a clean cut.
It's unbelievable.
He's always wearing, like, he dresses nice. He has like nice clothes.
Yeah,
like,
man.
North Face, like shit like that. He dresses like a preppy, nice Connecticut boy. And then, dude, he's off his rocker.
If O'Connor was left unchecked, if he didn't somehow meander into stand-up comedy, he would definitely be beating a woman on a sailboat somewhere.
Yeah.
He'd be like sailing, doing like the wind sailing, have a little too much sparkling white, dude.
Dude, he gets.
And fucking just up against the boat rail and be like, listen, you fucking.
Yeah, I love you, bitch. I love you, bitch. Him Look beating, what you did to my dad's boat.
Him beating a woman in Martha's Vineyard is like, yeah. I would have done white collar crime and I would have went to a federal prison. He would have been beating a woman on a yacht or in Martha's Vineyard. He'd have been like,
yeah. Like an all white
sweater draped. Yes. He would have slapped his wife.
He would have.
And then been like, and this got couples counseling for it and be like, we have to work on this.
Yeah. He also has such a fucking, he has like the same thought. Me and him have the exact same mind. Also.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Really? Like, how drink, so?
The anxiety, the depression after the booze.
Really?
Yeah. And then, so it's funny because then I know what bothers him.
Oh, so you're able to fully plug in.
I plug in to his matrix every day.
You got an operator board on him.
Bro, I call him every single day, and I'm like, oh, like, whatever I know. Dude, so on Thursday, this is great. He's standing there. Fuck, I forget exactly what he said, but I just watched it. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew it on. But he said something. So it was me, him, Vecchione, and Ari Shaffir.
You up in New York.
The bar, yes. And O'Connor tried to say something to Ari.
Sure.
And Ari literally looked at him and kept talking to Vecchione. And when I, dude. Oh, yes. Yes, I remember it. So O'Connor was like, to Ari Shaffir, he's like, you gearing up for October, for sober October? Because he does the Rogan sober. So he out and asked him like a fan question. He was like, are you ready for sober October? Ari like glanced at him. And then kept talking to Vecchione, and I just looked straight at O'Connor like, oh, you fucking bitch, you fucking bitch. Forgot all about it. Then the next day I called him because we were both hungover.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was like, I can't get over that. I was like, yes.
No, yes, dude.
I know that's, dude, that would kill me. The next day that would kill me for,
oh, fuck.
3 hours.
I did that, so I was watching it kind of like, the whole thing relates back to O'Connor talking to Ari Shaffir. Like, we're watching this movie, Me and Three Girls, and I was just like, I said something about, like, it was something similar of, like, oh, look at her. She has, a like, some corny, like, old fucking dude thing, and they just literally, all three just ignored me, dude, and I was just like, I was in my recliner. My recliner has a loose bolt, so I was like, and I just, like, I sat there and broiled in shame, and I was just like, I wonder how this works. Like, are they all going to be like, what the fuck was that? Or like, it's a lot of times you just ignore that. You hear someone say something, like, whatever. But like in my head, it's just like they're just like, what the fuck is this guy? Who the fuck is this fucking asshole, dude? Doesn't he know how to watch Devil Wears
20
Prada?
Minutes later, after silence, she's like, I'm not a fucking asshole. Yeah, O'Connor, literally, because it was one of those things where it seemed like Ari didn't really hear him. Like, it looked like he did, because obviously Ari would answer.
Sure.
And, like, be like, at least hit him with, like, a, yeah.
Well, sometimes, too, you're just in your head to where, like, someone says something to you. I'll do it to where I'm...
I just could see, because O'Connor doesn't know him, so I could see him, like, working up the courage to, like, throw out a... I've done it a million times.
Sure.
When you say something, it's like, fuck, I should have said...
You're trying to one in the guys in, dude.
I tried to...